gonna carry my heart right through. Oh, tell me your worries. I wanna be told. Sit and see how the fog from the port in the bay lays like snow at the foot of the Roanoke. Hear the frog going courting till the day he croaks, saying even then how there is light in the river.
Gerald?
What the fuck is your fucking goddamn problem?
No, the problem is it's Griselda's fault. She sat down and broke my computer, and I had to fix it.
Yeah.
Right. Hold on. Can they hear you?
It's like you ain't never done the ground before.
Listen, this is not my fault this time.
Every week, you have these problems, and you can't get it right. And this week, you're bloated. And you're ugly and you're a whore.
I'm not going to argue with... No, listen, hold on. Look what Griselda's doing.
She's chatting.
She's hanging the computer off of the table so that it breaks. You have to log into Skype so you can hear us.
I am on Skype.
No, but your headphones. You have to actually call. Okay. I have to call you.
Wait a minute. You're going to have her call and use your bandwidth because you already don't have enough problems. Right.
What did you say, Griselda?
Don't you have another microphone, Jack?
I have another mic. The mic isn't the problem. It's the headphones. Headphones. No, because she's only got it. I don't have a long enough cord for her. And what'll happen is she'll pull on them and then bring the whole goddamn contraption down onto the table. Because you know that's how things go around here.
Well, that's a match.
And then she'll get a text message and start eating snack wells.
Is this going well, Annie?
Who am I calling? Oh, I'm calling you. Answer.
Yes.
Ugh, for fuck's sake. It's right there. Why did you put me on hold?
I didn't put you on hold.
Oh. Cheryl?
Excuse
me? Yeah, she's got that right. Pussy ass Annie. Okay. Can you hear us, Griselda? Okay. Let's see. I don't know. Cheryl, stop it! Can you hear? You can hear Cheryl?
Yeah.
Okay, if you need to talk, then just pull this over.
Okay.
Mute your microphone, you little bitch.
Mute your microphone. I'm sure she doesn't know how. There is. I don't think there is a microphone on here, is there?
There is.
There is goddamn microphone on it. It's echoing. Shut the fuck up, you pussy-ass nigga.
Can you go to audio settings and mute it? In the Skype.
Oh, this is going well. Going well.
Oh, no, you... Oh, for fuck's cunt on a hot tin, you know what word.
Oh, and it's 9:18, starting at 9 p.m. Central.
Shut up! You're such a clitoris. You know what? Hold on.
Okay.
Say something, Cheryl. Just deal with some. Shut up. Listen, assholes. Oh, by the way... Why? I can't talk like this.
Look at the Skype, man. You see, when you talk, it shows up on both of yours.
I know. I understand that. She's trying to figure out how to use her computer.
Clearly, Gristle Turd is very slow.
Can you hear her? Did you hear what she just said? What did she say? The Gristle Turd today.
She's slow.
No, go to your audio settings, and there should be a way to turn off the mic. Like audio account settings or something. I can't see because I'm above 40.
She just needs...
Tools.
Skype. There's a button you can press and you can mute your audio.
Where's the button to mute it, Cheryl? Where?
Looks like a little microphone with a line.
Do you see a picture of a microphone with a line through it?
No, man. Call her again. Engage me.
Jesus. It's easier to talk to her when she's in New York. This is ridiculous.
Matchless.
Cheryl, the reason I was late is because I was on that website trying to get Yeast Radio to show up in the top 10.
I don't want to answer.
I clicked over. Answer, please. Yeah. Answer. Okay, now there should be a mute button according to the Gerald. There we go. Yay.
That's stupid. Seriously.
Okay, now don't leave. You don't need that open. You need the chat room, but you don't need the video going because then you'll hear us twice.
WTF, make.
Oh, this one?
Just press pause. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need to see my back slope anyway. What did this person say? Depends on how much you enjoy seeing these pathetic old whores blank with computers. I don't think I'm going to turn off censorship if you're going to be that nasty about it. Cheryl, I am not in the mood for that goddamn blankety whore.
Well, if you're going to have content, then have content.
Talk to Griselda.
Okay. You're right.
Talk to Griselda. Ask her about our day.
Now listen, Griselda. What have you been doing with the Mitch Weinstein?
Mostly eating.
We eat.
I'm doing a medical study in New York through a hospital. Mm-hmm. And I got to go on one of those special scales for really fat people. It will measure up to about 1,000 pounds.
She went on an Andy Melton scale. I mean a Schrockmelder Bolton scale. Scale. It's a scale. It measures, it weighs scales.
And today I got all my hair cut off.
For the study?
No. But it will probably weigh half a pound.
Now, and...
Why can't I make you a moderator?
What's have you guys done a video yet? Or is this kind of like the cleaning?
We have been working on it.
Visit and clean, and you never cleaned.
I didn't have to clean. The place is really clean.
I meant, listen. Previously, when you were visiting Midge, you said, well, I'm coming to help her clean. This time, Madge mentioned that you would be doing videos with her.
Uh-huh.
And this time, no video has occurred, like when you said you would clean.
Gerald, what you don't understand is this video is a long process. I haven't talked about it because I didn't want you to bug me about it, but evidently you're doing it anyway. It is a top secret project. We have been working on it, but it's not the type of thing that just gets done in one day. It's
going to take time.
I don't care if you don't believe me. Eat me, N-word whore, N-word prune.
We actually did work on it for about an hour.
Oh, an hour!
I told you to tell her we worked on it all day.
You little bitch.
That is all day.
I spent more time. I spent a lot of time at the dorm working on it today. She came to the dorm with me yesterday, and she met Rock, so talk about it.
I really don't know what to say about it. He was a nice guy with a cute dog.
Is he dork?
What do you think?
Yes.
You dumb fuck?
Did he smell like AIDS?
They don't have AIDS there.
I finished the movie today.
Officially, Hong Kong.
Exactly.
Love it, Nate. Did it smell like B.O.?
No, I expected it to smell like ass, but it actually just was like air freshener.
Oh, okay.
The cleaning lady didn't show up this week.
So they just spray air freshener.
Yeah.
There, I made you a moderator whore.
Right. Fuck this bitch pussy.
Entered.
Excuse me?
Oh, Timmy's there. Oh, you know what? Let's talk about something.
Finally.
Since Mrs. Miller's here, I have to discuss something. You know, Cheryl, I think there's been a misunderstanding. Cheryl and I, only the best intentions. Now, we finally decided we don't like making fun of fat people, and we thought, you know, it's really wrong to make fun of fat people. Right, Cheryl? Didn't we have this discussion offline? Remember?
You're talking about like a year ago, because that goes in cycles like fatty.
No, remember the last show, the 1,000th show, we said, oh, let's just be nice to fatties. You know, let's have it turn over a new leaf. We love fat people, especially Shrock Bella Morton. Do you remember that?
No, never said these things.
Oh, sure we did. And then Mrs. Miller decided to be mean to Shrock Bella Mortenstein. Mm-hmm. And remember how offended we were, you and me?
I was upset.
Me too, visibly upset.
You could tell, yeah, exactly, visibly and audibly.
And you couldn't tell that we were typing, he's the fat one, to Timmy. Oh, shit.
No.
I mean, you. Oh,
I
God.
Said that he yes. was the one that had, that he, the Andy Snap. Okay. And Mrs. Miller is racist.
Griselda's going to get
us. You're taking more calories than you burn. Your body creates fat and all that. And, yeah.
Griselda's getting her snack wells for us to eat, even though she's not letting me eat any.
Raggedy Ann and Handy-Ass Snickles!
Do you see me looking amused? Look at this pussy food. Have you ever seen these 100 calorie packs? It's for cats.
I know, like, I'd have to eat like 20 of those. To
What's
be
the point? How many of these have you eaten?
Just one.
This is your second one? Mm-hmm. I mean, all this is more packaging and the same crap. 0 grams trans fat, which is a lie, because they don't have to put it on there if it's a little, right? Right?
Right. If it's under a gram or half a gram.
Cheryl, what do you like more? I don't want to talk. Let Griselda talk, or Griselda talk. She's on this wonderful new weight loss plan where she takes canola oil pills. Look at these little things.
I'm on this wonderful plan where I inject canola oil into my body and it makes me look like I have muscles.
Yeah. You know, I read about that, but with like motor oil.
You know, I had 3 Fiber One muffins earlier.
We ate Fiber One for breakfast. No, and Fiber One bars.
I don't like
You had a Fiber One bar.
I had shredded wheat.
Okay, I had the Fiber One. And then we both had Fiber One bars.
The muffins are much better, Nate.
So every day I have to take these pills, but I might have the placebos. And Madge tried the placebo. Well, she tried the pill today that I'm taking, and she thinks it's the placebo.
Because it tastes like canola oil and not hot peppers.
Pepper?
The study is on capsaicin, so hot pepper extract. So we take 3 pills a day.
You know what you could do? Listen, you will take the pills, a handful. You will smash your hand together so that they get crushed, and you will drip the oil onto your pussy lips. You will then know whether it has oil or oil with pepper.
Did you see the Keeping Up with the Kardashians where they were rubbing mayo all over their vaginas?
Hold on.
I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted.
Mayo?
That's good.
We saw 2 black postal workers almost run Griselda over trying to get into the McDonald's.
Clank?
They were female.
Clank?
No, they were female.
Oh, wait.
They're just like, we were crossing the street, and I said, Griselda, do not walk in front of postal workers entering a McDonald's.
Why were you going to McDonald's?
We wanted to see how many calories were in a shamrock shake.
Right. Sad.
Fuck you.
Fine. I've got a haikun for you.
Get her done.
This is from the fake struck Bella Mortenstein, who is no longer participating.
Wait a second. We assumed. Now, we were trying to get Truck Bella on. Now, Mrs. Miller was a little mean to her, but Mrs. Miller is an older woman. She's a little senile. I think it's understandable. But then we had this fake Schrock Bella call, who was meaner than anyone, outing Schrock Bella Mortenstein as a victim of child rape. Talking about his fat folds getting fucked by his daddy. Terrible things, Gerald.
Starring Madge Weinstein.
And this is
Gorillas in the Mist 2, Coco Dorn Steam Room.
Oh, my God.
That's a good name for a movie, Nate.
I allow all comments. What are you talking about?
Gorillas in the Mist 2, Coco Dorn.
I allow all comments, you fucking paranoid person. Listen, the only thing that happens is sometimes things go into the spam queue. So if you're maybe you go on other sites and spam, and that's why I can check the spam queue.
Or it's, what's her name?
You might be the one that said the actual N-word in my comments. That I did delete, yes. Did you use the N-word in the comments, Dardar? Well, maybe you should get your own fucking blog and use the goddamn N-word. Maybe I don't want the goddamn N-word in my fucking blog when I work for the blacks, you moron.
I have been instructed I need to read True Duty because this person needs to go get the blades.
What does that mean, the blades? The razor blades?
No, the black AIDS.
How that?
Nick.
Did you read that story about all the blacks with the AIDS? They have more AIDS here than in Africa.
And I saw the hang at the big black hanging with a small black.
All right, Nate.
What?
Censor on.
Why?
Because that fat Nate is saying the N-word.
Excuse me?
That one with the straps. Now, I'd like to announce that my DVD is for pre-sale. You can go to yeastradio.com in the top and click it. Pre-order the DVD. Pre-order the Madge Weinstein Goes to Europe. It'll ship in March, as soon as the iPad comes out.
Oh, woo. Can you put it in your iPad then? Pad.
Hi, Trotsky. Can you see Trotsky on the thing? Yes.
Okay. Can we do true duty?
I thought you were going to read a haiku.
I did.
Oh, the baboon.
Gorillas in the Mist 2, Coco Dorm Steam Room.
That was a haiku?
No, I'm calling.
Who wrote that, Baby Jane N-Word?
No.
Hell.
Will you let me know when you're ready with the steam song, theme song?
You don't log in. You don't log in, Patrick. You don't log in. You just watch the goddamn show. You don't need to log in. Okay.
Oh.
Cheryl, go ahead. Patrick's there. Hi, Patrick. I don't know how to log in. I don't do the log. How do you log in, Cheryl? He wants to know how you log in.
I'm waiting.
I tell him to go to yeastradio.com. Then what do you do to log in? Well, somebody type it on the goddamn. Oh, no, that won't work.
I'm waiting.
How do you log in? He wants to know. I don't fucking know. All right, go ahead, Cheryl. Are we true dutying? Do you need the theme song? Cheryl!
Seriously?
Are you ready for true duty?
What the fuck have you been listening to for the past 3 minutes?
Excuse me?
I said repeatedly I wanted to do true duty, followed by, can you play the fucking theme song?
Did you say that?
Yes.
Are you sure? Check the tape, Gelman. Did you see the chin repair thing I sent you, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was...
I called that company names.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to my groan.
There.
Duty.
Last week on True Duty, Liza Minnelli wanted to play me in a TV movie based on my life on the Oprah Winfrey Network. So I decided to give her a few lessons in the ways of quills, including abortions and pooping your panties.
Right.
She named a couple of churds after me and then farted. Oh, sorry. Yeah. She named a couple of turds and then fainted. When I called Oprah about a tracking device that she may have put inside of me, she reminded me that she posted my bail and that I owed her. To pay her back, she wants me to have a scat incident with Charlotte Ray. I arrived in Los Angeles and set up a hidden webcam in my hotel room. Oprah Gail Oz gave me one specific instruction.
Oprah Gail Oz? Did you say? Like Dr. Oz? I am so sick of that goddamn doctor. He's in every goddamn magazine, Cheroyle.
Racist.
Shut up.
Oprah Gail Oz gave me one specific instruction. Make sure Charlotte Ray shits herself on camera.
That's reasonable.
Oprah set up our meeting. Mm-hmm. Charlotte Ray would arrive at the hotel thinking that I'm interviewing her for a special on the Oprah Winfrey Network. But once she gets in there, there's no turning back. I'm not exactly sure why Oprah wanted Charlotte Ray for this, but oh well.
Right.
Several hours passed, and I was getting sick of waiting for Charlotte. Right before I was about to call her agent, there was a knock on the door. I opened it, and there she was, Mrs. Garrett herself. Girls.
Girls.
Wait. Hold on. I wasn't ready.
Should I read the sentence again?
No, because I can't find the girls. Go ahead anyway. Do it anyway.
I opened it, and there she was, Mrs. Garrett herself.
You mean a pussy, Mrs. Garrett?
She looked like a pale version of May.
They were side by side, you couldn't sit down. And he felt much easier once he was reassured that this is a perfectly normal part of his anatomy.
What?
I opened it, and there she was, Mrs. Garrett herself. She looked like a pale version of May. She was wearing a trench coat, a holiday sweater, you know, one of those with the candy canes and snowmen on them, and jogging pants. She was also wearing gloves. One of her hands looked a bit odd, but I saved questioning that for later. Charlotte, please come in and sit down. I was worried after a couple of hours passed. What happened?
Passed. Double passed?
Pass, pass. Well, Cheryl, on the way here, I stopped at the In-N-Out Burger and helped myself to 4 double-double burgers and a chocolate shake.
A chocolate? Like Shrock Bella?
Mm-hmm. The time got away from me. This was perfect. Not only was she old, so it would be hard for her to control her bowels, but she just had a massive lunch. Doesn't want to take long at all. I locked the door and showed her to the chair. I began asking her questions about the facts of life and different strokes. A few minutes into the interview, she had a look on her face like she was worried about something. Cheryl, she said softly, I'm sorry, but I must confess something. I've been having a lot of troubles lately. You see, I have IBS.
Irritable Bowel Syndrome?
Which stands for Irritable Bowel Syndrome.
Right.
Where's the toilet? Charlotte, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I clogged at the toilet about 20 minutes before you got here. Mm-hmm. I called the maintenance man, but he said it would be at least another hour.
And a half?
Charlotte clearly started to panic. Cheryl, I must get to a toilet. I feel like I have to empty myself. Is there a public restroom in the lobby of the hotel? No, Charlotte. I checked for myself earlier. It was closed for maintenance as well. Fortunately for you, I have a pack of Pampers TM diapers here. They are a sponsor of this program. Would you like to use this? I know it's very embarrassing and all, but it's the best I can do. Charlotte grabbed the diaper and moved quickly towards the bathroom door. So what are you doing?
She's making faces at me, and she doesn't think I can see them in the little picture.
Charlotte grabbed the diaper and moved quickly towards the bathroom door, but discovered that it was locked. I can't get in there. Can you look away while I change into this? I agree.
Who farted?
That was me. I agree. As she was changing, I noticed at the corner of my eye that she took off her gloves. She must have... Good. She took off on her okay. Let's sorry. Okay.
Audience, we're having technical difficulties. We'll continue tour duty.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
Hey, do you want to cook a little
collard greens with
the
pig's feet?
Okay.
Like, how am I supposed to eat pig's feet with no collard greens? And why in the fuck does that pig's feet have so much hair in it?
Okay.
You eat it.
As she was changing, I noticed at the corner of my eye that she took off her gloves. She must have lost one of her hands because in place of her right hand was a hook. Sorry. She must have... I can't read that sentence. Mates...
Do you need Griselda to read it for you?
I think so.
Go Skype it to her.
Okay.
Griselda, will you look at your Skype so that...
Yeah, it's open.
I think I can do it now. She must have lost one of her hands because in place of her right hand was a hook. I did it. The webcam...
Hey, congratulations, you did
Thank
it.
Thank you. The webcam was still recording every single move. I was getting texts from Abigail saying, now get her to shit herself. Get it. I knew it was time to make my move. Charlotte, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I just got notification from Oprah that The Facts of Life was just taken off Hulu, and several channels across the world are dropping syndication of the program because Lisa Welchel just made a joke about the guy who flew his plane into the building in Austin. Right there with her pants down to her ankles and a Pampers TM in her hands, she's starting to shit on the floor. There was no stopping Charlotte at this point. Oh, no! Girls! Oh, Charlotte, I had no idea your problem was this serious. Let me help you clean this up. I grabbed a towel that was on the bed and used it to pick up the churns. Charlotte, I know this is embarrassing. Oh, interrupt me. Very nice.
Sorry, go ahead.
Charlotte.
I was trying to get a glass of water. That's all.
I can still hear you, Mary.
I know, I forgot. Sorry.
Charlotte, I know this is embarrassing, but I know a way to lighten up the mood. I'll name these five turds here for you. Here we go. Day Day, Blair, Arafella. Mm-hmm. Hot Rod, Joe, Jackson. Natalie, Country Girl, Diamond.
Are there quotation marks?
Mm-hmm. Triple P, Tootie Brown.
Triple P? What's the stuff in here?
It's tap water.
Are you sure that's okay? Sorry.
Excuse me? Triple P, Tootie Brown. And finally,
Girdle Dumplin. Oh.
Jerry Jewel. Okay. Charlotte was not amused. In fact, she was getting red.
Wait a second. Diamond Triple P, Tootie Brown-nigger?
In the chat room. What?
That's what Jamie said in the chat room.
Excuse me?
Look at that.
Natalie Country Girl Diamond.
Yeah, and after that, Triple P Tootie Brown.
Triple P Tootie Brown.
And Brown what? Read the whole thing, Cheryl.
Jerry Jewel.
The rest of the Brown. Oh, look at, no, but do you see what I mean? I seriously thought that's what he wrote.
In the chat room.
No, look.
And they all ran together so there are no line breaks.
Brown,
it's brown a, nigger Jew.
It does.
That's a good name.
I can't believe that. It's so funny.
J-Mains,
that's wrong, especially when you're dating in Schwarzwald.
That's right. Now, Charlotte was not amused. In fact, she was getting red. I don't know what it is with celebrities and feces, but she's standing right there on her own shit pile, just like Liza Minnelli. I decided I'd had enough, and Oprah's people could clean this up. So I left.
Okay.
The next day, I tried to get a flight home, but I had no money left in my bank account. Oprah promised to reimburse me for my trip, but the money still wasn't there. I tried calling the GREE several times.
The what?
GREE, grass.
Oh, Cheryl, pause. I have to pause the video for a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Pause. Eat it. Then we got to keep our true duties recorded. Hold on. This is a commercial brought to you by Fruit Loops and Gristle Turds. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Cool.
Go ahead with True Duty Part 1080.
Okay.
All right.
I tried calling the GREE several times, but she didn't answer. I was stuck in L.A. without money and without a computer. I happened to be in West Hollywood. There was an Apple store, so I decided to go inside and use the internet on one of the MacBooks. Look, use my nicer show photos of Roger Ebert. Roger Ebert. He is beautiful, precious. Okay. I want to fuck his mouth with my clam.
His testicles. They just put his testicles on his mouth.
Okay, listen.
It's a scrotum, Cheryl.
As I was sending out emails to everyone I knew that could get me a flight home, some Apple Store douche in a blue shirt tapped me on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, we are having a special iPad demonstration in the back. Would you like to be part of it? Figuring I would be stuck in the city for a little while, I decided to give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
I walked to the back room, which turned out to be empty. Before I could ask what was going on, someone hit me on the head so hard that I was knocked unconscious.
Who was it? Meryl Streep?
When I woke up, I was in another dark room tied to a chair and gagged.
Okay.
I saw a shadowy figure slowly walking towards me. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Who was it?
Hello, Cheryl. I'm Steve Jobs.
No.
I know you've been talking a lot of shit about the iPad.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about this, shall we?
Sure.
To be continued.
Wow. I can't believe...
Thanks for listening to True Duty Radio. This week's episode is brought to you by Pepto-Bismol TM, a Procter & Gamble brand.
Duty.
She must have lost one of her hands because in place of her right hand was a hook. The best line of the
day. You know, I ran into her again twice twice last week after True Duty.
What happened?
I ignored her.
Did you look at her hook?
She had it covered by a sleeve. I think she heard about it. Oh, somebody's calling. I have it set up so anybody can call. Hold on. This is going to be a mess. One moment, please. Hello, who's there?
Hello.
Who's there?
It's Jane Aids.
Oh, Jane Aids is on the line, the author of True Duty. Whee!
Now, Nate, listen.
Whee!
You done made me crack more than I've cracked before.
I know, I loved it.
It ain't right.
J-Mates,
I couldn't read nothing.
J-Mates, did you like Roger Ebert while Cheryl was reading?
I actually saw that earlier this week. It made me crack.
What about the new album art that's on the screen? Yeah, you can read that. Here, did you like...
Palin.
Griselda has something to read to you.
Well, I'm learning more about Dr. Oz. So I just found the question on the website. Why do people overeat? Don't eat my Fruit Loops. Many obese people have... Okay, here's the answer. Many obese people have inherited abnormalities in the complex pathways that help them signal that they are satiated. I can't even talk on this thing.
Satiated.
There we go. They lack the cues to stop eating when they're full. It can help to take small portions and to eat only half of what's being served to work around the problem.
Yeah.
It's not a very good answer.
What was the question? I don't remember.
Why do obese people overeat and then they have inherited abnormalities? I didn't know that.
It's not their fault, Cheryl. When people are obese, it's not their fault. It's Mrs. Miller's fault. Where did Mrs. Miller go? She left us.
Back to the hook.
Did we do something to offend?
I'm curious whether Hook is able to buy clothes that only have one sleeve that's longer. Does she have her clothes tailored so that the other sleeve is shortened appropriately, or does she have sleeve added on?
I'm overwhelmed because now there's talk about Mrs. Raptastic and Charlotte, or Charlene, I think. What was the story? Did you ever find out who we called? And did you talk to Lady Raptastic?
No, she's been MIA.
Girls.
J-Mates.
Girls.
It is clean. Precious.
What?
Mm-hmm. J-Mates had to clean his anus before the grum so he was ready for the black man to eat him out after True Duty.
Be careful because they all have AIDS, according to this article. Cheryl, Griselda was getting her hair done. I mean, Gristleturd was getting her hair done. They had an article about Precious. And she was saying how people come up to her and they think she's really Precious. They said, oh, I'm so sorry you have to raise that baby all by yourself, Precious. She's like, bitch, that ain't me. That's a movie.
And I ain't fat or white.
I'm
and
huge.
I ain't black or white. And I ain't ignorant or white.
She's huge, girl. Girl.
Mm-hmm. Half too much.
Half ten. Half
half
precious
me?
Grum. What?
Half ton boil.
How is your boyfriend, Jay Maids? Are you having a nice relationship? Who comes in whose butt without condoms?
Hmm? What about condoms, though?
I said, who comes in whose butt without condoms in your relationship?
Well, we probably be working on that this weekend, Nades.
Excuse me?
What do you mean, Nades?
But I might have an accident this weekend.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't get to have accidents. You do it on purpose.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Who says Chicago tap water causes testicle cancer? What the fuck is that about? Can't I just enjoy a glass of water? Or you, let me guess, you work for the Perrier company, motherfucker. Oh, no, I know you're a goddamn
J-Maids
dentist.
J-Maids gets bred. It's true.
What?
J-Maids gets bred. Brion.
You know, the Aurafellas are originally from Atlanta. They are. It's true. It's where it all started.
It's all clear now.
They got
West
all,
End.
Excuse me?
The West End Nades. Probably. I don't know. Morehouse.
I wonder if any of your main friends work at the dorm, or alternatively, know people that work at the dorm.
Listen, Gerald, we have to call Wanda Wisdom. That's part of this show. And wish her, she asked me to wish her a happy thus and so.
Oh, can I play the message I left for her? Since, you
sure.
know, none of us are going to hear it. I mean, wait, oh.
No, we'll hear it when she plays it on the show.
That's what I mean.
I'd listen to her show. It's one of my favorites.
I'll just do it just in case you miss it. You'll enjoy it.
Okay. I want to hear it.
Hi there. Who there?
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Oh, play that. Play that.
Hello there, white ladies. This is racist. Wanda Wisdom calling to say hi to you, nigger lovers out there. This is white Wanda Wisdom. And I'm calling the new KKK Grandmaster ladies. And I would like some white meat chicken breasts. Because I'm a white lady, and white is right. Toodaloo! Enjoy your bits and pieces, white lady.
White.
White.
Did she say something about her jublies being white?
Mm-hmm.
Her bits and pieces?
My chicken breast, because it's white meat, ladies.
My bits and pieces were showing at the gym. As I was eating my chicken boobies, but I need a steak, ladies.
Who would have ever thought that I'd be in the locker room and hear people talking about chicken and waffles?
All right.
Now listen, here's my message.
She was listening to us, probably. Or maybe the Gladys Knight Chicken Biscuit podcast.
Listen, here's my message to one turn.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Wisdom. This is Cheryl Murkowski calling from Hennepin County Medical Center. They know this beautiful 24-year-old tan woman, owner of
3/4 of a line,
proprietor of Hurdle.org and Dick Care Institution's Care for Kids. I'm calling today regarding some test results. Your anal pap smear appears to indicate that you may have some type of disgusting infection, and that you clearly do not wash very well in your downstairs area. In addition, your lab work indicates an exercise addiction and very dangerous levels of protein in your blood.
Protein.
Please do be concerned. Give your doctor a call at your earliest convenience. Oh, and you're a dirty whore. Congratulations on 5 years of peddling filth, random mini prolapse, dance parties, and laicism. One turd. You go, girdle. Work those clayops. Work that pro clayops.
Mm-hmm.
Wonton crunchies and jewel. Love you, babies. Oh, and again, to recap, you're a dirty whore who needs to wash your 5-year anniversary anal oral face and check your dangerous high protein levels. Stay smoky. Hey!
Do you like that, you? Okay.
Yeah. Gerald, I don't think she's going to play it.
Why? She said she would, but I'll never know.
Was that after she heard it or before?
Excuse me?
After or before she heard the message?
Well, I don't
know. Right.
I mean, knowing her, beautiful. I don't really know.
No. No, thank you. I don't need no more of them.
I'll call me.
Let's see. Ewan McGregor shot down some casual homophobia from George Stephanopoulos. Isn't George Stephanopoulos gay? He certainly looks nearly. On Good Morning America yesterday, Candy Crowley, in a discussion about a photo of McGregor and Jim Carrey kissing, Candy Crowley asked Stephanopoulos, as producers giggled, what is that about?
Lady Raptastic's sister.
So you still don't know who that was we called?
No.
That was very weird. But I want to know what happened to Mrs. Miller. She was here and then she left. She mad at us?
She said that she was rearranging her studio and fucking up her internet.
Listen, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
We got $10, Cheryl. We have a huge deficit, Cheryl. We're like the government.
It's like we've got an endowment.
No, we have a deficit. This is a problem. I don't know. We need to discuss this because technically we shouldn't be doing a show until we get at least $300 to make up for all our deficit from last week. So what I propose is, and I didn't want to cancel this week's show because we have Gristle Turd here. I'm going to... We'll do another show when we get enough money.
Right.
Okay.
Right, this makes a lot of sense.
Do you agree with me or not?
I agree that we need money and that you're very destitute, too.
We need $300. Oh, I called for food stamps today. Griselda was with me, isn't it true?
It is true.
You know what happened? I applied for it and I gave them all my numbers, Cheryl. Do you know that they called me back? First thing in the morning, they said that I'm an emergency case because I make so little money. And they didn't believe that I have $1,600 in just to pay for my mortgage and maintenance fees every month. They're like, but you don't make enough money to pay for that. That can't be right. I'm like, no shit. That's why I need the money. He said... But I couldn't do it, Gerald. I just couldn't. I can't take food stamps. And I said...
Well, wait a minute. You don't make enough money to pay your mortgage. It's your mortgage is paid.
Right.
So how much that hang up then?
Credit.
We're not going to get into that. Oh, right, credit. You pay your building with a credit card.
Something like that. Basically, yes. It's called a cash advance. And
right, man. Right.
It's true.
Listen, man.
Believe me, I wish it weren't, but it is.
Listen, man.
Not everybody has rich Jew parents and people and relatives that die on schedule like you, Cheryl.
Okay?
Ooh,
man.
Shit.
You're a mess.
Some people don't die on
schedule. Matt needs donations for a haircut, says the usual shoe work.
Block him, Cheryl. I've had it.
No.
Did he give us money?
Man,
let's just block everyone that doesn't give us money.
Man, then we'll have no listeners. Now listen.
Who cares? If I got no paying listeners, I got no listeners. What do I give a shit?
Okay.
Good Lord. And then these people are like, hey, eat this hot show. Bring it back, ladies. Why? What the fuck for?
Dude.
You know? Why? Why should I do that?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't tell J-Maids, hey, J-Maids, why don't you go fire some black people for free today? That'll be fun. Because you're so good at firing black ladies, J-Maids. We really love to watch you fire black ladies, J-Maids.
It is fun.
We need you to entertain us, J-Maids. Do it for free.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think of a story to tell you.
Clitoris. Yeast. Hello?
Hello.
You got a story? What'd you do this week?
Well, I was sick for about 2 days.
What
from
you
the
have?
Blades.
Was it seroconversion illness?
No. I don't think it happened that fast, but
yeah.
So my,
with the blacks. Oh, oops.
There's a record live show underneath here called Swagger Chef J. Payne. All the way turned.
Swaggers?
Swagger Chef J. Payne.
Swagger?
Now gone. Swagger.
I don't understand. Is this on
you? You know, I was watching this horrible program that will remain nameless with the very annoying host, whose name is Ryan Seacrest, and he used the word swaggers, and it instantly made me think of black dicks bareback going into rural.
I showed Griselda the Duty video yesterday. What did you think of it?
Well, the thing that bothered me the most is when all the duty was coming out onto the comforter, and then who was going to clean that up? The comforter was soaking it all up.
Curmudgeon. He's talking about my video.
Curmudgeon cleaned it up. The one with curmudgeon with the extra meat.
Wait, did you watch my video, Griselda?
Oh, yes, of course we did. We watched it at the dorm, actually.
Did you show it the uncensored one?
No, I don't have the uncensored. I don't know where that is.
Ooh, it's really
She
gross.
Couldn't even look at the censored one, let alone the uncensored.
Really?
She was covering her face. She said it's gross.
Didn't you like the song, though?
And it's Cheryl, just, how
the
come
song is great. I just don't like the video.
How come?
Do you like the pearl hips?
How come you didn't censor the pearl hips? She's playing Farmville on my show. She is playing Farmville on my show. I can't believe you're playing fucking Farmville.
Wow.
Cheryl, the world is over. I can't take it. Farmville.
How many? $24.99? Let's see.
Farmville.
How long would it take you to make one of those DVDs?
Which DVDs?
The Magus European Vacation.
What do you mean, how long does it take to make?
Like, if I went ahead and pre-ordered, how long would it be before?
I said earlier, if you were listening, it will be delivered sometime in March.
March, okay, that's all I need to know. Mm-hmm.
Mueller Man says he donated $399, right?
He's lying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be real nice.
Carney Wilson gained the weight back, Cheryl.
Mr. Burgess would like to know, Griselda, what does Manch's house smell like?
Like house? It used to smell bad, but now it smells okay.
Ha ha, Matt, you little fuck face. You little pussy? How heavy is that, you pussy? Oh, fuck, I hope I didn't break the mic. You made me punch the microphone, you little fuck face. Art fag.
Whoa, art fag.
That little fucking bitch pisses me off. Fuck you, Burgess, trying to fucking fuck me up, you little snatch. Don't you have a goddamn emo shit to cry about, you goddamn fuckface? Don't you have something to cry about? What?
What? Did you see that link you posted for the new Joanna Newsom album?
Yeah. I just downloaded it, but I didn't want to tell Cheryl because she would have yelled at me.
Yeah. Why?
For using bandwidth while we're talking.
Are you downloading something?
It's
right
over.
Now?
I already got it, you stupid fucking cunt.
Take it away.
But I do have a Mr. Zichi song that I'm going to play later because you'll be a cunt about it, I'm sure.
Excuse me?
I have a new Zichi song. So what else happened this week? I'm sure there were things that I wanted to talk about.
I'm sure, Blades.
I think Mr. Zichi's coming to visit me. That's what the song sounds like. Here, let me play it. Just don't talk
no,
over it.
No.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
No.
No, those
are... Oh.
Cheryl, I'm going to mute you if you do that. It's just a song. You have to listen to it.
Sorry.
Let's see. Where is the button?
I miss Mom.
Riggedy Ann and Andy S. Nick.
Chicago. out there I never really met. I got cargo heading for Chicago. I got a friend on the internet, and I hope she's not shocked when she sees me. Knock, knock, I wasn't expecting you, Mr. C.G. As you can see, the apartment's quite small, but you can take the bed and I'll take the hall. Nice to see you. Would you like a cup of coffee? I've got cargo heading for Chicago. I got a friend out there.
Thank you, Mr. Zichi. I hope you come and visit me. That'd be fun.
Did you meet me?
You can sleep on Griselda's couch. No. Okay. Well, hold on a second. Did I just post the phone number?
Did you meet me?
No. Can't you hear you? What's wrong?
I can hear you.
Well, I was saying inappropriate things during the song.
Well, of course I muted you, you stupid idiot.
Oh, God damn it. I may have said nickel cock and head and would prune and such and so.
Well, we've heard that before.
Listen.
Excuse me?
You are so, wrong, Sean. You're a disaster.
Why am I stunted by a nigger bus?
Man.
Stop it, Cheryl.
Okay.
Don't be a caveman. Don't be a caveman.
Do you have more content for a program, or are we done?
If they were side by side.
What do you mean, more content? More.
I brought
content
in the form of content from Jay Maynes.
Listen, I'm sure that there's something I wanted to talk about. I just can't seem to remember anything.
Hello, white ladies. I want to
advertise. Thank you, Jay Maynes Shades. Thank you for the true duty.
Serial conversion.
Yeah, enjoy your. Thank you. Use lots of condoms and extra lube.
I'll make sure to use two at a time, right?
No, that's not good, the two at a time.
I know, yeah. I'm just joking.
That's right, because Cheryl has sex all the time. She's an expert. Right. Now, I want to tell the audience, first of all, I didn't... Oh, never mind. First of all, I didn't have an accident this week. That's why I'm bitchy. Second of all, at least not that I can remember, when was the last one? It was last Sunday. Yes?
Great.
Let's see. Do I look like a tranny? Oh, what?
Because someone asked me how big my clit was.
How big is it?
6 inches, including the legs. Listen, Edith Bunker went... Oh, what the fuck, Farmville? Listen.
Is Edith going to call you?
Oh, yeah. I have it set up so Firm Uterus goes straight into Skype with me and Cheryl.
Come on.
Right now. Anybody who wants to, if you dial Firm Uterus. The problem, Cheryl, is people don't understand that Firm Uterus is a phone number. Griselda didn't understand it, right?
So, man.
No, not until I heard the one.
You could say, call Firm Uterus or +1, blah, blah, blah.
But that's what I told Lady Bunny, and she's like, that's an international number, honey.
Then you don't say the +1 in the U.S. People don't say +1.
So dial 1 Firm Uterus? They're like, well, what does that mean, 1?
You don't have to dial 1 anymore, Mary.
Cheryl, the problem is people are so dumb, and I don't know how to handle it.
So say the area code and the numbers.
Well, great. This is just great. Hold on. Oh, my God. Hello?
It's Hagatha.
Oh, no. The only person that calls is fucking Hagatha at AIDS, Gerald.
Hang it up. I thought you had blocked her.
I did block her from my phone.
Mads, I said a little thing about Cheryl.
You are done. Hang it up.
Mads, I did that thing about Cheryl. Can you do the voicemail I did about her fixation with the panty pooping?
I deleted it. I didn't even listen to it. What voicemail? Did you send me? I don't fucking listen to this. I can't deal with it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hang up on her.
Well, no, Cheryl, listen. This may help you out, Cheryl.
Let her talk. We have no content, Cheryl. Might as well let it talk. We have no content. What's the fucking difference?
All right, here's the thing. Cheryl, I talked to my mom about your fixation with the panty pooping. She's a forensic psychologist.
Do you talk to your mom about your problem with drinking piss in the public restrooms?
Right, exactly.
Oh, no, he conveniently left. Did you talk about the fact that the only person that will have sex with you is somebody with a head injury? Did you mention that to her? And a pen in his neck?
By the way, listen, the guy with the head injury...
And the pen in his neck.
That's why he left me. He got taken off the jail. And he's mad that his room has been given out to somebody else.
But did you know that I was with somebody and they said, you know that Hagatha AIDS is the head injury boyfriend? He has something in his neck. I said, yeah, he got stabbed with a pen. You didn't know that? Mm-hmm.
No, he got stabbed by one of his gang friends.
Friends?
But what I wanted,
friends
what I
don't
to
stab friends
you,
with pens.
I'm in the internet cafe right now, but there's not very many people in here. I would go outside, but there's too much traffic. Cheryl, listen, I talked to my mom about you. She's a forensic psychologist.
Wait a minute. Your mom is a psychologist, and yet you are so incredibly fucked up.
My mom's got a
real good psychologist.
Well, I was explaining that you have a fixation with panty pooping, and I said, where do you think that could come from? I told her a little bit about you, and she said that probably when you were a baby, in an effort to feminize, you know, an ugly baby, your mom would put you in panties instead of diapers. You know, she's probably a kind of custom made, I don't know. But anyway, then she would go out for days at a time, turning tricks, and she just left you a little bowl of kibble and a little bowl of milk, and then she'd come back 3 days later smelling like God knows what, and you'd have 9, 10, maybe 10 loads of poop in your panties.
Is this how you grew up?
In that state, Cheryl, she said, because you probably can't face the shame of admitting that you have a mother that would rather be out sucking cum in the back of a Cadillac than showing her baby a little love, and that you're stuck like a butterfly in a chrysalis that can never be broken, and that you're just going to be stuck there. I said, well, Mom, isn't there anything she can do? She said, maybe with psychotherapy and some hard-hitting psychotropic drugs, you may be able to move beyond this fixation, but otherwise you're just like a broken record, just over and over.
What is the explanation that your mother has for you, Hagatha AIDS?
Yeah, did you tell her about how you have sex with people?
With me. My mom was very mean to Hagatha. She was emotionally abusive. She said she didn't love me. She wished she never had me. Or she detested me. And
did she call you ugly?
It's not a good life.
Did she call you ugly? An AIDS face?
No. I was actually cute before I got the life of AIDS free in my face. Okay. I was a cute baby. Well, I really was.
Let's act with me.
What?
No, I was with me and my... What is this was with me and my family? Hagatha's fine with the way she is. She knows what she likes. Who says eating shit is wrong?
What? Why are you talking funny? What's wrong with your mouth today?
She's on
the I got my hand over it because I don't want people to hear me.
It sounds like you have Bell's palsy, like a half stroke.
Hagatha, are you on drugs again?
Yeah.
No, I was in the internet cafe, and my hand over my mouth because I didn't want people to hear everything, but I don't give a shit.
Talk to the white girl because the black girl ain't having it.
Somebody, it's
I'm riding the meth train again.
Are you looking at the screen now? Did you see? Are you Hagatha or AIDS?
Hagatha's outside. Cheryl, I'm not doing meth.
Hold on.
I was at the ramp.
Call from unknown caller. To add this caller to your current call, press 1.
Honey, I'd rather die. Why don't you beat it?
To send a voicemail, press 2.
I can't press anything. Why is it asking me this?
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail,
Cheryl, press 1.
2.
Hagatha, press the number 1. Hagatha, press the number 1. God damn it, we lost our caller.
All right.
Too late.
Matthew, I want to ask you one quick thing, and then I'll let you guys go to do your show.
You never let us go. We always have to hang up on you.
I called you, and I hit *67, and then I dialed your number, and it came up private.
Yes, and I hung up when I heard it was you.
You immediately hung up on me.
Correct.
And I understand why you have to kind of set that boundary with me, but it hurts my feelings so bad. At least say, Hagatha, don't call me on this number.
Hold on. Shut up. Hold on. Hello? Who's there? Hello?
Am I hung up on?
No. Listen, somebody else. We added somebody else. I don't. Is that Jay Maines?
Man, what I want to do is let me tell you this, and I'll let you go. I'm in Chicago.
We understand. It hurts your feelings. Madge made it very clear.
It hurts your feelings when you get hung up on, right?
Do not call her. You do not need to call her now for her to tell you she does not want to talk to you. What is the goddamn problem?
Well, Phil, you're the one that every fucking night, Friday night, you ban me from East Radio.
Listen.
Because you were banned.
Hagatha, you get...
No, I'm good now. I'm on my good
Hagatha,
behavior.
You... Shut up,
I'm
everyone.
I'm going to come down
come
there.
Do you...
do the show live with you dressed as Hagatha.
No.
And I will wear a gag, and for every $10 that you get in donations, you can slap me.
Hagatha, listen. Can you shut up, everyone, for a second? You cannot do that on this show. What we could do is do it on another night. That I would do. And we could still do a live show.
I would love that.
But not with the show with Cheryl, because when I'm on with Cheryl, we have to hang up on you.
Madge?
What? I hung up on her.
Thank you. Madge, do not engage her. You know what happens.
Wow.
She's going to rape you again. Now listen, who's on the phone?
Jay Maids. Is that you, Jay Maids?
Hey.
Who is this? Jay Maids?
This is Nate. No, it's not Jay Maids.
Rectum?
Nate. No, it's Nate.
Who's Nate?
Who the fuck's that?
I have listened to you since, like, 2004, 2005, a long time ago.
So,
mm-hmm.
And you're not Rectum?
No, I'm an ambient out mess right now watching your show.
You sound kind of like me, honey.
What's your last name?
Bell.
Yeah, aren't you Rectum? I thought you were Rectum.
No, I'm not. I ain't no fucking Rectum.
You're not the one with the fat and those horrible leather straps?
No, there ain't no straps on me, bitch. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not the one that sent us, me and Cheryl, the picture of you wearing only leather straps.
The question is, are you fat?
Fuck no.
Let's see a picture of you, please. Nate Bell. You know, I have a friend named Bill, and he always says, he always tells me this, I wish I was named Laird Bell, because nobody can make fun of a name like Laird Bell. And I said, really? You mean Lard Ball? is he related to you, Nate? Laird Bell?
Nobody who would want to be named Lard.
Where do you live, Laird Bell? Nate, I mean, where do you live?
I live in Iowa, like right in the middle of the state.
Tell me your
yes, I know you. You're the one that went. You talked to me for a long time. You're the crazy mess from school, right? You're a complete mess, I remember. That's all I remember. Aren't you a complete mess?
Oh, girl, I'm a mess. I'm a mess. I ain't even gonna lie to you about that. I'm a big mess. But I've never talked to you before.
Why is she a mess?
I never talked to you? Well, then you're not the same Nate from Iowa.
No, Hank, I've talked to you before.
Yeah.
Before when you were going to do your news program.
Right, I know who you are.
And you needed somebody to write for you, and I was going to do that, but that never panned out.
Oh, sure.
Did he say Iowa or Idaho?
Iowa, gay marriage state.
Okay. I was just wondering because I need to do a marathon in Idaho, but I already did Okaboda.
Why do you run so much? You're gorgeous.
Talk to him.
You're gorgeous. Why are you running so much?
Because I'm running a marathon in all 50 states.
Because she likes to shit her pants.
I don't do that anymore.
Right.
Well, that's a goal. Good for you.
Thanks. Like you should start running, too.
You look nice.
Thanks.
Oh,
you look kind of like the guy.
No running.
Did you see The Biggest Loser, the guy with his mom, the family edition, who turned into a rock star?
Yes.
Is that his name?
It might be.
Are you stoned, Laird?
Am I? Yeah, I am.
And you're on Ambien, so anything we say to you, you won't remember anyway, right?
He might sleepy.
No, I'll remember it. Hey, you know what the best part of all of this?
What?
I'm a nurse.
Listen, man.
Of course.
That ain't right.
Hold on, Laird. I know. This is you. Oh, my God, no. Is this you? I've seen this picture before.
I can't. I'm watching the screen, but I can't see any pictures.
Oh, nay.
Just click. I just pasted a link in the chat room.
That is nice. Do you know Andy Melton?
And somebody wrote
yes,
on
yes, that's me. Oh, my yes, God. Yes, that's me.
Wheel. What is that on your shirt, a pink?
Got on the wheels.
Well, you found a fatty for today. There you go.
Man. It's not nice.
Where's Mrs. Miller?
Show me.
Do you have Mrs. Miller's phone number, Cheryl, a cell phone so we can add her to the call? Send it
I would love to talk. Can I talk to Mrs. Miller?
Absolutely. Man. What, Cheryl?
Not with them. I don't want to give out her phone number. That's the problem.
Oh, to Laird?
Yes.
But Laird's on the cell phone right now. See his cell phone number there? He called in. He doesn't see that stuff.
If you want me to shut up, I can give you my number and you can call me or whatever you want to
do. Yeah, do that.
So
do that. Give me your number.
Okay. Number. How do I give you my number, babe?
Number.
Put it in my vagina.
Matt, it's on the screen.
Honey,
right now.
I can't get close to that fucking disease-infested thing.
Listen.
Look at the screen. It's
just
right
send a
there.
Private message. You can send
Why?
Me a private message.
Is your area code 641, Nate?
Yeah, baby. You got my number.
There you
is
go.
Is that the
Matt.
Number? Does it end in 2-3?
Yeah, how'd you get my number? Is it on your Skype?
I'm a girdle.
Matt!
Okay.
Girdle. I didn't mean girdle literally, Cheryl, you bitch.
You said N-word.
I did not say that.
Okay.
What prune?
What? Nettle prune.
Cheryl, stop that.
Sorry.
I'm writing
All
the
right. Okay, bye, Barry.
Bye, Laird.
Thank you.
Oh, Gerald. We got ourselves a new fatty. Sorry, Schrock. We got a replacement for you. Next. Okay, now we're going to call.
Are you hanging up on me or what?
Oh, I thought I already did. Oops.
No, Mary, you ain't hung up yet. Get with your shit. Get your shit straight.
Wait, yeah, we'll call you back. I'm going to call Mrs. Miller, and then we'll call you back. Oops.
It's the answer that is.
The good thing about Ambien is they don't remember anything. Thank God, Gerald. Geraldine Poos. Remember her?
Penis on his shirt.
Who cares? He's a little bit fat. Okay. This is exciting, Geraldine. Gerald, why isn't she answering the phone?
I don't know.
This is me and Geraldine. Mrs. Miller, I'm so glad that we can clear the air.
Thank you so much for calling me.
I have good news for you.
Yes?
We have a replacement fatty, and he's huge, and his name is Laird Bell.
This is even better than the last fatty I spoke with and made cry last week.
What?
Is he fatter than the fatty that I talked to last week?
I know, he's not fatter than...
I sent you the photo.
He's not fatter than that.
Oh, let me take a look. Hold, please.
Why are we on hold, Mrs. Millies?
I need to look at the picture of the fatty. Oh no!
But okay, I'll call him. But remember, it hurts people's feelings to make fun of fat people.
Well, why did you call me?
Well, I'm just, that's kind of like a disclaimer.
I think you should hire Mrs. Miller to work at the dorm.
It's a disclaimer. Yeah, no, it's a disclaimer. It's like so we don't get sued. You understand? Yeah, it's a legal thing. So we don't make fun of fatties on this show, right? Get it?
Right. Don't call them up.
Sing what? A spiritual for us.
Sweet you, sweet Jesus, give me anything.
Hello, Laird?
How you doing?
Is this Laird Bell?
Man, it's glad to see you on the video.
Mrs. Laird.
We have Mrs. Miller on the line to talk to you.
Mrs. Miller, I'm such a big fan, honey. How are you?
I just saw a picture of you.
Aren't I gorgeous?
You're so fat! Why? What do you eat?
I eat nothing but solid sacks of Pringles Original Potato Chips. And...
Oh, honey, no!
Liter bottles.
No!
Liter bottles of
Do you have a song?
My apartment floor is just littered and littered and littered with Snickers king-size wrappers.
What did you call her?
Now, listen, he kind of sounds... My friend Tim has this roommate named Joe who is gay, and he kind of sounds like him, and he's large.
Not mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Telling me my faggoty ass sounds like somebody else's faggoty ass, really.
How much do you weigh?
Good question.
A lady never reveals her number.
Did you know the lady?
I just heard a chair squeak.
Did you have a chair squeak?
Crinkle, crinkle. Crinkle, crinkle. I'm on a couch, a big future couch. There's no possible way it could squeak.
Do you have a question for the...
Ask him some stuff.
Can you give me what you eat for your typical dinner? Tell me.
By dinner,
we're
do you
be
mean...
Here for a while.
Do you mean the evening meal, or do you mean the...
Dinner number one is...
I wake up...
A seven-course meal.
I walk across the hall to my bathroom...
Okay.
I take my medications.
What
kind of medication?
Thyroid medication?
No, the antidepressants and painkillers.
Oh, painkillers.
Which antidepressant are you on?
You know all about that, don't you, baby?
I sure do. Which one are you on? I mean, which ones?
Which pills?
Or which pills aren't you on? Maybe that's easier.
Well, I don't take anything that evens out the mood. I don't take anything that might make
the
situation less.
Can you just tell us what drugs?
No, we're back. We want to know the food. We want to know the food.
The truth, I take Paxil every day. I take about...
Seroquel?
Probably six Vicodin a day.
What?
I know you're not taking Ally.
No Ally.
That's for good, no, damn sure.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Ally.
Eat like them, Kirstie. Whore.
Mrs. Miller, do you have? Are you slender or are you a little chunky? How do you stay so slim if you are?
Actually, I've got a little meat on my bones, but that doesn't stop me from making fun of others.
And the blacks like when a girl's got some meat on her bones. They like the hypertension.
Hell yeah, girl. You what? Know I can get me some brothers. Okay.
Can we please talk dinner?
Thanks.
Finish it. What did you have for dinner? Besides the pit, six Vicodin.
Besides, okay. And then I did some email, and then I had, before I went to work today, I had,
what do you
two, work? I work in an old folks home.
Now we're getting pills.
Yes, I give people their medicine. I take care
of you. That's
lady.
Not dinner. You're not answering the question.
I'm sorry.
I'm answering the questions as they're given to me. Okay.
Do you smell like old people when you get home from work?
I smell like old vagina.
Hot heated up ass.
Do the old people smell like fat people when you leave?
Well, sometimes they get some of the drippings from my baby gravy from, you know, that pianist area on them. But other than that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you met Agatha. You know, Griselda was in Mommy Kills Best, if you'll remember.
Oh.
That's right. I forgot about that. Latrine
now,
Queen.
We,
I wonder who that is.
For dinner, one.
First meal of the day. First meal of the day was two eggs scrambled with some cheddar cheese on top of them.
Some, a lot.
Huh?
Some is the wrong word.
Yeah, just a little bit of cheddar cheese up on them eggs.
How many pounds of cheese? How many bricks?
Two Velveeta bricks of cheese were melted into the pan.
How much bacon?
Well, I butchered half of the pig the other day.
Uh-huh.
That's how we do it in Iowa. And so I cut it right off the slab, and I cut a good two or three good inch-thick pieces, and I threw them into the wok with the eggs and the two bricks of Velveeta and let it all cook together.
Do you go to Girdle?
Girdle?
The school, Grinnell. Girdle?
Girdle?
You go to that school?
No, I never went to Grinnell. I went to a small town high school and then to Iowa State University.
Okay.
Did you graduate?
Of course not.
Fuck you. I have an associate.
I rest my case.
Okay. Associates. I'm associated with you.
Mrs. Miller, do you have a degree? Are you
Mary.
You went to music school, right?
Music theory.
You went to Juilliard.
The conservatory.
Mm-hmm.
What? I like how you have the fat person rosy cheeks. I noticed that in your picture. That was nice.
Mrs. Miller, if you add him on Facebook, you can see more pictures.
Oh, what's his name on Facebook?
Nate Dow.
That's cool.
I'm going to get killed. Oh, my God.
Mrs. Miller, maybe I can suggest him as a friend to you. Do you have any songs you can sing for us today about fatties or something? Please.
You put me on the spot here.
I know, but Cheryl, Griselda, do you know any fatty songs?
Just to Eat It.
No, that's we're Weird Al. How come there aren't songs about fat people?
Nobody wants to hear about fatties. Only for comedy purposes.
What about, there really aren't any obesity songs.
I'm going to have a pickle.
I just found some fat positive songs on MySpace.
Oh.
Is that like Pearl Hannah?
Here.
That's disgusting. Ugh. Ugh.
You goddamn animal.
Big girl, you are beautiful.
Big girl, you are beautiful. Oh, my God.
Girl,
a beautiful Micah baby. Hey, is it Micah or Mika?
Yay.
I am, girl. I'm giving John P. a run for his money. Him and I can have a flame off.
What are you talking about?
But he's attractive.
What are you talking about? Rated for what?
You bought him? Bitch, do I sound like a Nelly top to you?
Oh.
I'm just concerned about you being able to clean properly. Dude, you know what I mean? You've got a lot of canvas to work with. That's right, and I get a loofah, and I put it on the end of my broom handle, and I just start going to town about once a week.
Yeah. How do you wipe your anus?
Very carefully.
I have a question, but I forgot what it was.
Oh,
that's difficult.
I'm going to run my dishwasher. Oh, God.
That'd be real hot.
What
about this? I wanted to. Did you see about this guy that lard ball? Where he got kicked off the airplane?
Excuse me.
The Kevin Smith, and he got kicked off the airplane for being fat.
Listen, my point has always been just this: I don't feel sorry for you being fat. And no one gives a shit.
Really?
And it shouldn't be in the news. Lose some motherfucking weight, you fat fuck. The end.
Now, are you talking to Nate, or are you talking to Kevin Smith?
Bells.
Bells?
Bells palsy.
Listen here, you smoky, AIDS-ridden cancer bitch. Just because I got to buy two seats in the plane don't mean that's any worse than somebody sitting next to your hacky ass coughing up at the rest of your two-thirds of a fucking lung.
Oh, look at that photo.
With your black and green mucus coming out
layered,
your throat.
Layered. Have you ever been kicked off of a plane?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to be gassy.
I fucked in the Mile High Club.
Yes.
You were in the Mile High Club?
Oh, of course. I backed my fat ass up into the little thing, and there was about an inch left in the bathroom.
How the fuck did you fit in there, number one, number two? Who was
everyone
that?
Everyone people always seem to have the most sex. Why is that?
Where did you... I've never heard that. Where do you get that idea, Mrs. Miller?
A roommate.
He just said he's a part of the Mile High Club.
Right, but that doesn't mean all fatties get a lot of sex. I don't think they do.
They always talk about how much sex they're having.
Where? Who else besides... you never heard Shrock Bella Mortenstein talking about that.
She I keep talking about Kim's roommate.
How come Greeks are so hairy?
Silence.
Greeks are so hairy, Cheryl. Look at this picture with Thermos and some friend of his. They're so hairy.
She's done breaking me. Excuse me?
I don't see no photo. Well, I'll paste it in the sex cunt, Cheryl.
This tickles so good, people.
Oh, these pictures.
What?
That's the wrong picture, man.
It's double fatty.
Double fun.
Doesn't that piercing in her clip get in the way for eating?
No, we just set that over to the side.
Mrs. Miller, what do you think about Kevin Smith and that whole thing?
Well, he's Smith. And, fuck him. I don't know. You caught me in a bad night.
Do you? me too.
Silence.
Me too. Moeller Man says Griselda needs to check her blood sugar.
Madge, have you eaten kosher pickles before?
I love kosher pickles. I used to work in a deli. Remember, you and I have that in common.
You gassy, though.
Well, I don't eat the whole can.
No, I ain't talking about that.
Cheryl, what do you mean?
Well, these kind of pickles, they're very spicy.
Well, are you sure? Are you sure they're kosher pickles?
Yeah, they're kosher dill, Nate.
Do they come from a barrel?
Excuse me?
What kind?
The Bubbies.
From your Grammy?
No, Nate.
Pan?
What?
Muller Man said Pan Pan.
Pan Pan Schooler.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah, let's do things.
We're going to call you back when we think of more mean things to say to you, okay?
You might be sleeping, though.
Okay.
Pretty high.
Okay. It's just us gals. Now, about the pickles, Cheryl, what kind of pickle? Is it one that comes in a... In the plastic.
It posted the goddamn motherfucker.
Because
Lincoln
Griselda took a picture of a pickle at the Walgreens yesterday that comes in a bag and it's warm.
The black's like an eye, huh?
Bobby's. Cheryl, these pickles look like something you shouldn't eat.
Oh,
everything's old in this picture, Cheryl. It looks like they're like 70 years old. These are grandma pickles.
Oh,
it says,
real
it says pickling is one of the oldest forms of food preservation discovered at the dawn of civilization thousands of years ago in Mesopotamia. Mm-hmm. Cheryl, you don't... And it says refrigerated versions account for about 20% of all pickles. You don't want to eat these pickles, Cheryl. They're rotten.
Mm-hmm.
You can write Bubby a letter.
Oh, they're real good.
You can write her a letter and say, how come your pickles make me fort, Bubby?
I should maybe give him the cool.
Muller Man thinks there's something wrong with your pancreas, and he's a dentist.
Why?
Why, Muller Man? I wanted to ask Nate why he didn't get gastric banding. Shit.
It's a bypass.
Well, that'll go on the list.
Just to ask him the question.
Should I? Okay. Might as well. It's not like we have anything to talk about. Unless Ms. Miller has a song.
Maybe Rebecca Nay will come visit.
Oh, that would be good. Does Weight Watchers have a theme song?
Bitches be hating.
How come you didn't get the gastric bypass surgery? Mrs. Miller wants to know.
Well, because the gastric bypass costs a lot of money, and I ain't got no insurance.
Seriously? You don't have insurance? How old are you?
22.
I thought you were working in an old home.
He said you keep rubbing your left side under your ribs.
Yeah, it hurts.
Say what? Left side under my ribs?
No, we're talking about Griselda, not you.
You can't see your ribs.
What's wrong with me?
True, girl.
He says check your pancreas and your blood sugar. I don't know. Maybe you have pancreas problems.
What? How am I supposed to do either of those things?
I think you have to... A doctor does it.
Huh?
You can check your blood pressure at the Walgreens, can't you?
My blood pressure?
Blood sugar. Blood sugar.
You can't check your blood sugar at the Walgreens. You know what would happen, Nate?
You'd buy pickles?
Everyone would get the blades.
Okay, so you can't afford it? How come you don't have insurance?
Exactly. Because, it's a really long story, and I'll try not to tangent, but...
because
basically,
your size?
Right. Because I would hate for you to hate me. I was working as a PRN employee for about a period of 4 years, and then they did away with that policy, and I went from a PRN to an employee...
What is PRN?
As
I'm
needed.
Not a nurse.
As needed. Sorry.
Okay.
As needed. And I work about between 100 hours about every 2 weeks. And
I have
about 3 years. What?
You know what you should do? Hi, this is Rebecca. You should go to Thailand and get your fatty surgery. I went there to get a new clit.
Pussy.
Pussy. I got a pussy.
You did? I thought you had problems getting it because you have the AIDS.
Assholes in the United States wanted to charge me more. They always charge you more in the States.
Right, because you have the AIDS.
Yeah. Do you have the AIDS?
No, girl, I ain't got no HIV.
So you have no insurance.
Right now.
Well, you should have no problem then.
Well, this is a great country we live in.
Isn't it so fucking wonderful where the people who take care of the people who can't take care of them fucking selves
that's
can't
ridiculous.
Be taken care of? That's some bullshit. It's some banga-banga bullshit.
But you should lose weight, too. All right, we'll call you back if we have more questions. All right.
I like your use of the saying.
It's very inspiring.
We haven't had one in so long. It's nice to have one at our disposal.
Lap band banging. There was this one time at camp. There's this fat girl. She weighed 600 pounds. She was homebound in her bunk. Okay.
Is this in what, fat camp, did you say? Or band camp?
Camp.
Concentration camp?
No, just camp.
Okay.
And so she got made fun of the entire time, but she didn't know it half the time because she was confined to her bunk. Now, at one point during the camp session, she decided that she wanted the lap band surgery.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she made herself homeless in order to save money. And she lived in the woods. And, she rubbed peanut butter all over her fat. And in the middle of the night, some kind of animal came and bit off her fat. And, she lost a lot of blood, as the blacks would say. And, she lost the weight, but she was dead. But it worked out for the best, as there was a free bunk as a result, and less fatties. So the moral of the story is, rub peanut butter on your fat, and let bears eat you out.
Mrs. Miller, are you going to get an iPad? Pad?
What? What the hell did you do?
Did you just say jigga?
I said, are you going to get an iPad, Mrs. Miller?
Mm-hmm.
She's doing jumping jacks. Are you getting an iPad, Mrs. Miller?
Yes, I'm a very technological person, as you know.
What are you going to do with it?
It doesn't have a microphone, though, so you won't be able to sing into it.
What?
No, but I think you can hook an iPod microphone up to it, can't you?
Could be.
Why is Griselda doing jumping?
A beautiful balloon. The city's way down. A beautiful balloon.
Girls. I finally found girls like an hour late.
Girls.
Too late.
Girls. Girls.
What?
Tell her to take her shirt off.
Why?
So we can see her boobs.
You don't want to see... No. You're a homeless... Or whatever you are. You're something.
I'm a lesbian.
What's going on? Are we bombing Iran? What does this person say?
Yes, ma'am.
Flesh Meat Doll says we're going to bomb Iran. I don't understand what's going on. Did something just happen?
Someone is telling us to call Charlene.
I don't want to call Charlene again.
Who's Charlene?
That woman with the 14-month-old baby, and you told her off.
No, can't do it.
What happened to the real? Real.
Let her rap, Kyle.
Blahelft.
I don't know.
Roger Ebert's going to come on the show. You know, he can't eat, drink, or talk.
How he do those reviews?
Types.
Do you like Robert Scoble?
Yeah, just like that.
Now, he can't talk, and he can't eat.
Could you talk if you had testicles for a jaw?
Why is his face so fat?
He looks like a bird.
It's like a black hole in his mouth.
He looks like a bird. Stick a worm in his mouth.
But you see, they took his scrotum and they transplanted it to his chin. I think that's what it is. You know what it looks like? You ever go to the dentist and they drill and they use Novocaine and your mouth feels like that? That's what it feels like. How his face looks is how I imagine my mouth feeling when it's on Novocaine. I have cavities everywhere.
Are very pretty. Now, Matt, I would like you to... let me do this.
Geraldine? Geraldine.
Excuse me?
What?
His mouth kind of looks like my pussy.
Your vagina looks like that?
A little beyond.
Your lips are 10 times longer than his.
Well, but it's thick like that.
You know what would be fun is if we had our album art person, James, take his bottom clip and make it into a picture where it's at your actual prolips. Because if you take it upside down and put your head and torso on it, it would look just like your prolips. Do you know what I mean? I'm saying if you just took the bottom part, the scrotal part of his face, and took that off, turned it upside down and added your torso and head, it would look like your laps.
I'm going to show you his clips. The clips. It looks like my pussy hole. There it works. It is. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you my pussy hole. Yeah, I bet he does drool. There you go, Nate.
Call one, children. Hello?
Hello?
Why?
Excuse me?
What are we talking about? I forgot.
Mrs. Bella should talk to one turn. Those are my clips. What do you like tonight? I mean, you could turn the whole mouth and make my clips do and the chin. Kind of looks like a pro clip. Not nice to laugh at him. It's just some big lips, though. They're very thick. It looks like they were retouched. I mean, look how shiny they were. You know? I mean, it looks like his glasses are going to fall off his large nose. And then slide into that mammoth mouth. He could rest his glasses on his mouth. His mouth chin. He's got a chin and then a mouth chin. His chin is his upper clip. And then his mouth chin is below his mouth. Very Lord. Look at that tool. If you just want to penetrate that with your thing. For me, it's my clips, but maybe for someone, it's the dick. They want to put it in that mouth. Oh, yeah.
Right. Jesus.
Excuse me?
Okay, so we are supposed to call Wanda for her anniversary.
Right.
What is it, aim hole? What is the first part of the... I know it's aim hole. What's the rest of the number, Gerald?
612 aim hole.
Okay. Now, Mrs. Miller, you need to be on your best behavior. This is Wanda Wisdom, and she's a pious gal.
And she's racist. You can share a racist.
And she's racist. I know you're being ironic, I know, Mrs. Miller, but Wanda is not ironic. She's just racist. Mm-hmm. I'll just call racist Wanda in my
Wanda
phone book.
Coon Jackson.
What is the number again, Cheryl?
X Coon. What?
The number, honey.
I think it's a 612 aim hole.
612? But what are the real numbers? Because I have to type it into the business.
Excuse me?
Oh, you know what I'm trying to say, you goddamn
Magic
asshole.
You can do the letters in there.
You can? In Skype?
I think so.
Aim hole. All right, but if this doesn't work and we end up with a black lady, you're in trouble.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'll put you a black lady on the phone.
Look at my screen. Oh, my God, I have to print this. I have to show you this. It's just funny, just the way it looks. I'll do it.
Here, God, I'm gassy already, man.
Just click this linky poo. I like it. I just like it, the way it looks.
The contact was adding. Racist Wanda.
Cole, look at the button. What is
call
the button?
Call racist Wanda.
Sorry, I don't know why that's funny. Okay, racist Wanda. There we go. Now we got to leave a message for her anniversary.
No.
Hi there. Oh, there and hello there.
Hey there. Hi there and hello there, lady. It's me, Wanda Wisdom. You called my listener line, so
did
go
we really?
Ahead and leave a message.
Okay, Wanda.
And I'll probably play it on my program. Oh. Toodles.
Okay. What do you mean, probably? Probably. What? Listen, Wanda, this is Madge Weinstein calling to wish you a happy 5th anniversary, white ladies. Now, I also have a very special party here. Mrs. Miller wants to say hello to you, too, and wish you a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Wanda! This is Mrs. Miller!
And?
That's it. I don't know who that is I'm talking to.
She's a drag queen. She is very offensive. And has
she
She's not fat, but she was funnier when she was fat, according to her.
You said that you had never said that last week.
I had never said it. It never occurred to me to say that. But now I find it funny because I know that it will bother her. So, of course, I'm going to say it.
Okay. The point is...
Hi there, ho there, and hello there, white ladies. Cheryl has to say hello to you, too, right now.
The point is just this. Yeah.
Well, it's been about 60 seconds.
Happy 40-year anniversary.
Chicky boobies, pouty, and most importantly, I'll call you when I actually have something to say.
Oh.
Stop it, Cheryl. Goodbye, Wanda. Happy anniversary. I'll call you again when I think of something to say more intimately. Meanwhile, enjoy your jubblies. Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Miller, how come I haven't heard you use that horrible N-word once? Are you being good? You just
I'm holding back. I'm getting ready to blow. It's coming.
Okay. Well, I thought you were doing so well.
Big fat nigger cone! No! We're smoking jiggable!
This is nice.
I feel it going home.
Yeah.
It's all about these dirty motherfucking bitch ass goddamn niggas.
Okay.
Goddamn, please not the bush.
Girls.
That pretty picture of the whale.
Girls.
And roll those shoulders.
Play up on my hall.
And roll those shoulders.
Girls.
What did you send me? Oh, those are nice layups.
Can you show the picture of the clip that made Cheryl fall out?
What clip?
You remember that picture of the very long clip reel?
I don't know. You got to tell me. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a picture of a very, very ugly, disgusting clitoris that I mentioned.
No, that's the one that got me banned from Ustream. I'm not showing
that. Well, you had it up for a long time.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to lose another channel on Ustream. Okay. I had thousands of hours of really,
Well, that meant you can just send a link to the picture. You can just grab it.
Why is it so important to you? I think I threw out that clip because it got me banned. Griselda, can you find a picture for Cheryl? She wants to see
A picture of your clitoris.
Not hers.
Oh.
Did you see those Lady Kaka pictures where supposedly her vagina was showing? This is... Yep. Did you see this one?
No.
That's Cheryl. I was showing her your duty monster.
Of the lips.
Of what?
Of the picture you wanted to show.
Oh no. No, no, no. Oh.
It looks like the videos that you made.
Too soon for Haiti. Too soon, Mrs. Millies.
That's from Edward Toilet Man.
No, that's from Haiti and Anderson Cooper, and I don't really want to see that. Come on, Moon. Moon.
I like how big his clamps are, don't you? I can make that into a clamp. Hold on. Hold on.
I said that's perfectly normal. If they were side by side, you couldn't sit down. And he felt much easier once he was reassured that this is a perfectly normal
part of his anatomy. What are you doing in the dorm? What are you doing in the dorm? What are you doing in the dorm? What are you doing in the dorm?
Look at that clit.
What are you doing in the dorm? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Vera, do you give us money? If you give us money, we'll ban whoever you want.
Done. What?
You were supposed to wait till we get money, you stupid cunt. Now how are we going to get money?
Oh.
That's a good way to get money. We'll ban people. If you give us money, depending
on...
Do
you like the cleaner ransom?
Oh, we got money from Molar Man. Thank you, Molar Man. And...
How much is money?
A lot. $3.99.
Nice.
And Sugar Jones, $30. I always forget. Is that Edith Buncore or is that? Is it? Thank you, Edie. You're so nice to us. And that's 90% for Madge and 0% for
right.
10% to Griselda for being here. Not really.
You like that clitoris?
Mrs. Miller, do you know who Candy Crowley is? Hello? Cheryl? I think Mrs. Miller fell asleep. Why do people always fall asleep on my grum holder?
Madge?
Seriously, she's dead. She's asleep.
Well, she just MIM'd me a second ago.
Well, how come she's not talking? Yeah, she just hung up.
His name is Charles, but
what
his
are you
name
doing
is Lance.
Doing?
What about the 50 I sent last week? Let me see. Did I get that? Thank you, Edith. And
what did she send me?
Hold on.
Good Christ. Poopy in your panty.
I get people's real names and their other names mixed up. I don't see a $50 donation from last week. Girls!
Girls!
What day was our 20th show? I mean our 1,000th show. Help me. Cheryl?
What
day of the week? What was the date?
Last Friday. Look on your fucking calendar.
I don't have a calendar. I'm a lesbian, not a food out. I know. Wait a second. Is your name initials TV? Flesh Meat Doll? TV? What does that mean? 1202? I don't understand that.
Miller's iPhone dropped the clock.
Oh, you're European, so he writes backwards. February 10th. I see a $50 on the on February 10th. Is that you? Are your initials TV?
I like to sing.
That's okay. That's okay, Mrs. Miller.
Because I'm.
We appreciate your being here and. All day, Aunt.
A lion.
Thomas? That was you. Okay. Thank you, Thomas. But was I supposed to split that with Gerald? I don't know if I included that, Cheryl. How much... Did I include that in the money I owe you? Oh, God. AIDS is calling again.
What? What are you fucking...
Hold on. Just a sec. Hello.
Hello. Madge,
yeah.
I got something real quick to say about something that happened this week.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Okay. Hey, Cheryl, I didn't mean to say take that 5 minutes and shove it. Now, at least you gave me 5 minutes, girl, you know? I don't know why I want you to love me. It's why you love me, Cheryl. I do everything.
You are true. Agatha Day, too.
I wanted to tell you, man.
In the entire world and spreading your disease and filth, and we're done.
There's so much more to me than that. Listen, Mads, I want to tell you. When I went to the Ram on Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had boarded up all the glory holes.
Why?
And
because of you?
The people were not happy because that's 99% of the action there goes on there, you know, through the hole. So anyway, the guy came back to get a berm or something. And I go, how come it's like this? And he said, because we just got inspected by the city, but they'll be off in a couple of days, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're making a bum knife for everybody. And then all of a sudden, he brings in a woman and a man into the batch through, like, the back door.
Yeah.
And they went into a little room together. They had, like, this white person dreadlocks, you know, and those kind of clothes that go along with that, you know, a lot of wool and whatever. And I said, he came back in, I said, listen, I've come in here for 25 years. I've never seen a female back here. And he said, well, you know what? They tell us we can't discriminate. And they wanted to come back. So anyway, long story short, these two are going at it with the door halfway open. She's on top of him. I see her butt. Thank God the angle I didn't
see. Wait a second. Are you telling me that straight people were having sex while you were drinking urine in the same room?
No.
Ew.
There was no urine going on. This was at
Wait,
the Ram.
Was this when you were sticking hot cigarettes into somebody's penis? Or was this when you were eating out their anal warts?
Well, if you'll listen to the story, I will get to the anal eating in just a minute. So anyway, there's this young straight couple in their 20s, you know, with all the dreadlocks. He's naked. She's riding him.
Right.
And then she kind of goes over to the side, and he's looking out the door, right?
Right.
And I like, you know, you don't go naked there. You don't wear a towel. You're in your clothes. And so anyway, I smiled at him, and he kind of said to come, motion to come in. And I'm like, I don't want to go in there with a female in there. I've not been with a female in 25 years. So here's the funny part, and I've seen this at bookstores before.
Just tell
where it. The females come. Anyway, she goes, well, I'm out of here. I've had enough. And she storms out, and he stays, okay? So anyway, he immediately goes into this room with this really, really ugly guy. And I said, wait a minute. And I said, how about me? He said, yeah, come. He said, come on in. So long story short, I'm licking his ass, and she comes back in, yelling, screaming, banging on all the doors, opening up all the doors, interrupting people having sex. And she opens the door, and she sees him on all fours with my mouth on his butt. And she grabs him by the hair and pulled him out of the place. And he left his little scarf, and I kept his souvenir.
I don't believe you.
So that, yeah.
You don't believe me? No.
It's 100% true, Matt. I do not lie. Down in the sticks, a lot of those bookstores, you have couples come in there. They do. I swear to God, the guy let him in the back. I couldn't believe it. He said, we cannot discriminate against women.
And she walked in while you were eating her husband's
ass. Because that would be discrimination, and they could get in trouble for that. This other
person. Yeah, because they're under the heat from the city. It's an election year. They had to cover their glory holes, and I don't know how it got out, but I'd never seen a female there before, but they were there, and yeah. She came in, and I was eating his ass, and she goes, you're disgusting.
No shit. And that took her a long time to figure out what we've already known for quite some time.
Can you count them on one hand?
The women I've had?
Sure.
No, I've been with three. I've been with five women in my life. Three good girls and two bad girls.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cheryl, do you date?
Excuse me.
Do you get your needs met, Cheryl?
I'm sure I do.
Because you have all the signs of someone who's not getting their needs met. Short-tempered, judgmental.
Yes.
I mean, where do you live, Cheryl? Will you at least say what state you live in? For Christ's sake, I give my name, Dave Durrell.
New Jersey.
North Artesian.
New Jersey.
New Jersey girl.
Mm-hmm. You're like Snooki. You need to get a bumpet for your hair, and you spray your face orange and walk around on your knees. You could be the Snooki number two.
Mm-hmm. Right. You read me, Nate. You read my story.
She read you for free.
Well, all in good time. You know. I know your potty training was a little off, girl. Now, was I right? Was my mom right with her diagnosis?
Oh, the mean T cells in the teens.
My T cells are not in the teens. You know, when I first heard that, I thought you were talking about teen boys, and I didn't realize how hateful it was because somebody wrote on their T cells in the teens, and they thought that that was hilarious.
Well, that was the song lyrics. You were probably reading the lyrics, which are included in the MP3 file, right, Cheryl? She includes them in every copy of the MP3.
And so,
no extra charge.
Did we forget your Christmas tribute to Hagafest? Three, count them, three songs. I think I live in your head a little bit, baby, and that makes that makes me happy.
You make my click is wild.
What?
You heard me? My tennis cleared.
Did your boss at the Fashion Bug say that you shouldn't wear polyester pants, or did he make you wear a skirt? Or how does he deal with the prolapse situation?
I talk.
Hey, Madge, I want to quit while I'm ahead. Leave him wanting more. I'm so happy I was actually able to talk.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm, you know what it feels like when I hang up on her? It feels like I just stepped on one of those pedals on one of those trash cans that are made of stainless steel, and I just press it and I throw in a dirty Kleenex.
And then you can let it close very fast.
Yeah. Should we end? Mm-hmm. Or should
oh,
we?
Oh, no, never. Never. I think that we should end. I did want to give you a preview of the song that'll be on my next Grum.
Okay. Go, wait, hold on. Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you for calling the 700 Club.
Hello, it's Joy. How may I help you?
Hello, Joy. How are you?
How are you? How may I help you?
Wait a second.
I have this very good dear friend. His name is Andy. He is extremely obese and housebound. And he's also a homosexual. 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 He is extremely obese and housebound.
Oh. All right.
Hat.
Hat.
Workout.
This is good.
Yeah.
That's good. Who did that song? That's really good.
Have you seen those programs on the TLC about the obesity?
Okay, that's all you get.
Who did that, Cheryl?
Well, you know, the amazing one that did that video with the pro playoffs and all that for me?
Yeah.
He did that song also.
He must be a professional. He's really good. Who?
Yeah, he makes my click is forward.
Mm-hmm. What's his name? He has one of those, like, hacker names. He's probably 20.
Well, it might be the X-Dope.
Oh, yeah, X-Dope. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
Yes, I know.
Really good.
He also will do some newer for me. Makes my click and work, 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 work.
Okay.
So, listen, I've enjoyed being on your program as usual, and it's been very nice to see the grizzled turd. She's a whore. And I'm looking forward to the video project that you're not working on.
We are working on it, so. Hold on, Cheryl. I have one last thing.
Honey, you know what we were talking yesterday?
Yes,
we were. You know about periods?
Yes, what about periods?
Do you have periods?
Yes. All women have periods.
Tell me what happens.
Blood inside of my body comes outside from an opening between my legs. Do you have a question, Jill?
Jill.
Yes, I want to know if Susie has periods.
Susie? Yes, Mom? Jill wants to know something. He wants Jill.
Susie, do you have periods?
Do I have periods? Jill, all women have periods about every 4 weeks for 3 or 4 days. When I'm on my
period, about Grandma? Does Grammy have periods?
The inside of my body comes outside from an opening between my legs.
Lucy, what about my teacher? Does Miss Jones have periods?
Yes.
You know what, Cheryl? I didn't even talk about my experience on the dating game last week.
Well, do it quickly so we can go.
Well, you got a date. I was on the dating game last week, Cheryl Dean, and I had a pretty dress on.
Okay.
And the thing is, though, is Cheryl, they put me out there, and they introduced me, and I had to write the questions. And they said, show me, and do you know who they are? I was like, oh, what sure the hot women are they going to match me up with? Because there's not too many lesbians in this little area. Mm-hmm. And they bring out three men. Men, oh, cool. Cheryl. Men! I am a lesbian. And so the host says, so our guest is Madge, blah, blah, blah. And what's your question, Madge? I said, first of all, you do know that I'm a lesbian. And he said, uh-huh. It was a mess. It was a mess, Cheryl.
What question do you ask?
Well, the first question I asked was, what's your favorite fish?
Did you say it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any bayaks?
Oh, no. And we had... there was something I kept saying with a, like, not clips, but something else with the silent H, and people were mocking me and saying, I said, yes, this, I don't care, Cheryl, I don't even know.
Well, they expect me on your gram.
The lesson of this show is...
It's that if you have a hook, let it, let it cook.
Well, you can use it Yeah, I wonder if she uses it to make s'mores, Nate.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Nate.
Bye, Cheryl. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, say that was horrible, horrible show, Grim. As usual. Horrible.
Watching forever.